If we look at some of the du'as that we are to recite during the morning, one of the du'as which is recorded in the books of hadith, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm wa fathahu wa nasrahu wa nurahu wa barakatahu wa hudahu. Oh Allah, I ask you for the goodness of this day, the victory thereof, the help thereof, the light thereof, the blessings thereof, and the guidance thereof. Now, let us break down this dua. The word fath, used by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is not easily translated. Literally, we could say to open. Thus, victory over anything implies that it was first opened for us and we gained control over it. When we think of opening, we think of a gate opening for us. So what does this dua mean? That, oh Allah, open for me this day your doors of tawfiq, your doors of enablement, and your doors of mercy, your doors of rahmah. As we begin the day, we face numerous problems. It seems as though doors are shut for us. And sometimes those obstacles do not vanish, and we are not able to achieve our objectives. But other times, the obstacles just are removed, and we seem to succeed very quickly in what we desire to achieve. Let me give you an example. Suppose you're waiting to use public transport. Now, there's no taxi coming or no bus coming. This becomes an obstacle in you going from one place to the other. It is as though a door has been shut. On the other hand, there's a conveyance that comes and takes you to where you want to go. It is as though the door has been opened for you. While you wait in a queue, the door is shut till your turn comes. And when that comes, the door is now open for you, and you'll find things in every affair of the world you can apply it. You set out in the morning to go buy something at the shops, and you suddenly find everything is closed. So sometimes there's obstacles, maybe tough ones. Sometimes the obstacles remain and persist. Others it vanishes when it achieves what you set out for very quickly. The removal of the obstacles and the opening of the door is what we term as fath, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is referring to, quick removal of obstacles. If we all examine our lives from morning to evening, we'll find that obstacles are sometimes met to be overcome sooner than later, and sometimes we never overcome those obstacles. We never succeed or we fail. It is impossible not to have obstacles in your life. The only place in which there will be no obstacles is in Jannah. There a man will have whatever he desires and everything will happen as he wants. Tying with our discussion, a typical obstacle that you were anticipating the domestic helper to come and assist today, or someone who's going to come and help, and they don't pitch. And you have a huge mess in the home. That is also an obstacle. The reality of this life is that not even a king can have everything his way, a life free of impediments. Life is a continuous struggle in this world. Like that nizam, struggle, O believer. So obstacles may come, doors may be closed, they may be overcome sometimes. The dua that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us is that everything becomes easy for us. We're asking the help of Allah. And remember, we usually make dua for things that we think to be in our control. But if we make dua for things, or we make dua for things which we think are out of our control, but if we make dua for the trivial and what in inverted commas menial things, that is a true sign of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illness is also an obstacle. Illness hinders a person from doing your daily chores. And then you take medicine and it reaches the point where the medication doesn't have any help. It's ineffective. And then you try something else and suddenly it is effective and you are cured. So all of this has been covered in the dua. Another thing is lethargy. That a person just feels lazy. That you want to wake up for tahajjud, or you want to wake up for the fajr, but somehow it's just that you oversleep. Sleep overpowers you. This is also a door being shut. And then suddenly you realize that the command of Allah, and you have this awareness in reawakening, and you wake up, and then it is as though the door has been opened. When one goes into the house and finds it difficult to keep your eyes from misuse with all the distractions, then this is also an obstacle. You know, you're seeing things on the screen from the moment you wake up on your cell phone. This is also an obstacle. The desires of shaitan is so strong. But when Allah enables you to control your gaze, then this is that opening. So the first thing we ask is for fathahu. Then the next thing is nasrahu. The next word is nasrahu, the help of Allah. We ask Allah for His help. Nothing we do from morning to evening can ever occur without the help of Allah. Without the help of Allah, we cannot do anything whatsoever. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the dua, therefore request Allah at the very beginning of the day that He helps us with all our affairs throughout the day. We are only capable of making available the means to any work. To make these means effective is beyond our power. Man may provide capital and labor for his business. This much he was able to do, but for the business to click, for it to be successful, he's unable to do anything. To bring the customers literally to the shop and to make a profit, he cannot do anything. You get sick, all a man can do when he's ill is consult a doctor and follow his advice, but whether that will cure him or not, that's not within his power. A man may apply for a job against a vacancy, but it's not within his hands to get employment, to get appointed. He may be good at it, he may be capable, but it's not within his capacity. Even matters concerning the after, it is within our capacity to go to the masjid and perform salah. But we cannot assure that we will have khushu, humbleness and khudu, attentive mind during our salah. Everything pertaining to this world and the hereafter is in the hands of Allah. And therefore, we need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began the day by making dua for that nusrat, that assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next word that comes in the hadith is wanurahu, wanurahu. We ask Allah for His light. We ask Allah for His light. The question arises that why do we seek nur? Why do we need light? Why do we need light during the day when there's already light? It is available for everyone without distinction. It is not the apparent light that one seeks. It is a plea of Allah. That, O Allah, this light that you have provided to all and sundry is not enough for me. Grant me a light in my heart, the light of the eyes, the light of the ears. And that is what we are asking for. We are literally saying that, O Allah, this apparent light helps us to do what would not have been possible in darkness. وَالنَّهَارِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَابْتِغَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ and by the day and seeking of His bounty. So this is our physical need. This light would help me only when I do what is worthy of light, not of darkness. Those are tasks which are of your pleasure. Darkness of deeds cause gloominess of the heart, and the word nur is very comprehensive. There are some things which, when accomplished, bring about a cheerfulness and opening of the heart. One becomes happy and peaceful and contented. Sometimes doing something brings happiness in the heart, and there is this peace that comes about. And this is light following a task done. So that's why we ask Allah for light. And then we ask Him, wa barakatuhu. Barakah is blessings. Now, very often we say that it's difficult to translate into the Arabic language or from the Arabic language. But this is really one of the words that it's difficult to translate. Some of us may never even know or perceive what is barakah. What is barakah? Allah causes a person to derive the real benefit of something, to get maximum benefit from little effort or little investment. And this is an exclusive gift from Allah. That we may not buy something or without, we may buy something with our money, but we cannot buy barakah of that thing with any amount of money. Only Allah gives barakah and He gives it to whom He favors from His servants. Suppose someone built a majestic house with all sorts of facilities and adornments and embellishments, very luxurious and palatial, leaving no stone unturned, a comfortable bed, the best of carpets, the best of everything. But when he lies down or she lies down, sleep evades him or her. Of what use is the bedroom to him? Took sleeping pills and got sleep sometimes, but on the whole, the person suffers from insomnia. What is it? The lack of barakah. Person buys a posh house but faces problems almost every day, having to repair one thing after the other. So he has the house but not the barakah. He cannot buy it anywhere. There's no store saying, "Yeah, come purchase your barakah here." You may buy a new car also, but every day there's this problem, electronic box. So it may not be the old problems that you have with the older cars, but now you have new cars, sophisticated problems. One chip that has seized. However, a man may, on the other hand, a person may build a very simple bungalow, a hut, with lawful earnings, lives there with one's family very comfortably, comes home after the Isha Salah, lies down on the bed, goes to sleep, sleeps for 8 hours, wakes up at the time of Tahajjud or Fajr, and feels refreshed and energized. And that is barakah. Today, we have given the name comfort to means to comfort. We think of our wealth, our home, our car, our property comfort, but we forget that these are only means to comfort. They are not themselves the comfort. If Allah wills, you may place comfort in a bungalow, in a RTP or a council home. If He wills, He may derive residence of large palaces of barakah, and they don't find that comfort. And this is the most common complaint these days. The people say, we cannot make ends meet. The person who's earning 5,000, the person who's earning 30,000, the person who's earning 100,000, all are complaining. And as I said previously, it seems as though the people who earn more complain more. The people who earn more complain more. Everyone complains about lack of time. You suggest anything to someone that, you know, you should read more, or you should engage in reciting Quran, or you should exercise, and everyone just quickly, no time, no time. We all have 24 hours a day without distinction. Why is it that we don't have time? It is simply because of the lack of barakah. We've lost the value of time and do not realize much time, how much time we waste. Time is wasted and goes down the drain. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commenced the day by saying, "Oh Allah, the day commences and I pray to you for the barakah of this day. This would make possible much in little time." As we said, only barakah comes from Allah. So many ways are found today to save time. People used to travel on animals in the past, on the horse, on the camel, on ox wagon. What took them months now takes us an hour. They had to gather firewood, dry it before burning it, and then easily 1 hour it would take them to kindle a fire for cooking. Thereafter cooking, a simple cup of tea may take at least an hour to prepare. Today it may take barely 2 minutes. Where's the 58 minutes? What has happened to the 58 minutes? In the older times, women were occupied from morning to afternoon in cooking. Today it takes them just an hour. Where is the safe time? About 4 hours or so gone. But everyone complains, we don't have time. We don't have time, time lacks barakah. In fact, it is peculiar of sin that sin eats away barakah in everything. And that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for barakah at the commencement of the day. During the Hajjatul Wida, the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam offered the Salah of Fajr and Muzdalifah. He stayed there till a little before sunrise, during which time he made dua. Then he rode a camel to Mina, where he performed the Rami of the Jamaratul Aqaba and sacrificed 100 camels, 63 of which he slaughtered with his own hands. Then he cut a piece of flesh from every camel. Then stew was prepared from these pieces so the camels could get the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessing. And then he ate from each, every a little piece. After that, he shaved his head and went to Mecca and performed tawaf, and then returned to Mina and offered Salatul Dhuhr. And then he returned to Mina and offered Salatul Dhuhr. Can you imagine? Today takes us the whole day to sacrifice a camel. When we're slaughtering camel, if there is, it becomes an experience for the entire day. Imagine 63 camels that were slaughtered. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ijma'in also did this. This was barakah in time. If anyone is near to Allah, then Allah enables him to worship him and keeps him away from sin, and his time will be filled with the blessings. And then the final word that comes there is wa hudahu. We ask Allah for huda. This is guidance. It is to attain the straight and correct path. If a person goes to a destination but takes the wrong path, then he may toil, tire, and waste time, and will not derive benefit. And to go to one's destination, a man must take the correct path, otherwise he will not get there. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this dua at the beginning of the day, that we be guided. We need guidance to do work in the world, also work related to the year after. If a man goes out of his house and seeks a livelihood, he needs guidance, otherwise his time and effort will go wasted. He might apply at many places, but get negative response, and thus he wastes his time. However, if a person Allah puts it in his heart, then go to this place and you'll get a job there. And he goes there, and in little time, he gets everything done. Allah puts love in the heart. A man gets, Allah puts the thought in the owner's heart and an inclination, and then the person will get the employment. So this is also a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Different things occur with man, but due to our negligence, we consider it as a coincidence. For instance, we go out of the house and you meet someone who looks for an employee and he offers you a job and you get the job. Then you think, what a coincidence. What a coincidence that I was there at the right time and the right place, not realizing that that was the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us make the dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm wa fathahu wa nasrahu wa nurahu wa barakatahu wa hudahu. O Allah, I ask of you the good of this day, the victory thereof, the out thereof, the light thereof, the blessings thereof, and the guidance thereof.